Vanessa lives with a visual impairment and works as an advocate for the Disability Mobility Initiative, a new organization formed by Disability Rights of Washington. Vanessa relies on the transit to go to work, the gym, the store, and to live her life as a non-driver.
It's very critical to people that are non-drivers, especially in the disability community. We rely on paratransit, even those people that walk, bike, or use wheelchair. Our voices need to be heard toward working toward the future of mobility.
The potential cuts to the transit will affect non-drivers in Benton and Franklin County. The losses could be up to $70 million if the BFT board loses the state dollars from the newly signed legislation with Move Ahead Washington. Vanessa has been talking to residents of the state and understands how critical it is for people to have access to reliable, independent travel.
Just learning about what works best for individuals, non-drivers, and people with disabilities. Transportation should be accessible for everyone. Our goal is to raise awareness about how people without access to vehicles navigate in their, to places in their communities.
The Disability Mobility Initiative has interviewed over 100 non-drivers to find out what their transportation needs are. Those stories are turned into a story map and help policymakers make legislation. As Vanessa stated, quote, "If they have no transportation, they have no travel." I'm Dori Luzo-Gilmore.